Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know, I love me a good coffee.
What have you been putting in your system today, Dana?
Bad things.
Bad decisions today.
I thought we were cleaning up our diet.
I actually started my day with a coffee on my porch. Watch some squirrels. The white squirrel is back, by the way.
Albino squirrel.
Without getting into it, she is female. I will leave it at that.
By the way.
How do you know?
We need a name for her. Because Scott...
She saw some procreating going
on. There was a different squirrel that was more auburn colored in nature, violating her in a way that I would like to not discuss. I go, oh, it's a girl.
Maybe they were having a romantic encounter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm out there doing my coffee thing this morning, and I'm super excited. And one of the stories in our stack today is about whether or not you actually get a little pep in your step or feel better if you purchase coffee somewhere and they write a kind note on your cup. So instead of it just says Dan latte with an extra shot of cinnamon, if it says
sounds terrible,
have a great day, what is the psychology behind just reading a positive message to get your day started?
It depends. Do you ask me for a tip or not in the drive-thru?
Here we go.
So this happened to me once. I looked at the cup. It said, I hope something great happens to you today. Hmm. And he did not ask me for a tip. And my immediate reaction was, I would like to give you $10 just for not asking.
That's right.
Don't make it about the tip. Make it about the message. Do you think that it actually psychologically improves your mood? Because I do.
It probably does, depending on the person, probably for a short amount of time. You know, by the time you've walked out the building,
someone cuts you off in traffic. From the Business Insider, Starbucks has a new policy mandating their baristas write something on customers' cups.
And I think they're having words with their baristas on how to properly do that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be positive messaging.
You will be nice.
Don't write on my cup. Go screw yourself.
Blank off.
I hope you spill your latte in your crotch.
Well, I don't think they're going to say that.
Well, that would be a lawsuit, as we know, from McDonald's.
It is not unusual for a company of Starbucks size with more than 350,000 employees worldwide to set clear standards for how staff should interact with customers and represent the brand. Yada, yada, yada. The guidelines reviewed by Business Insider indicate that minor rule infractions, including not writing on every customer's cup, using a pen other than a Sharpie to write a note, marking the lid of the cup, or pre-marking cups before a customer places their order is not prohibited. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't just write a bunch on a bunch of cups, have a great day.
It's got to be individualized for the person that's going through the line.
I've been waiting here for a few minutes just to get a cup of coffee.
Right.
Please and thank you. Give me my cup of coffee. I'm out of here.
But if you're mandated to say something nice, is it really saying something nice?
No, it's not at all.
But then flip that around. does it matter regardless if the person on the receiving end of the positivity still feels positive feelings because of it?
I'm just surprised that the union hasn't started a strike yet.
Well, but they're not, number one, they're not all unionized. Those are in select states and cities. But when I go out to eat, and I don't go out to eat very often, but when I do, and we're waiting for the bill, if I get a check that says thanks for coming, or you know, they bring the bill out and it says, hey, thanks for coming in, or it was a pleasure to serve you, I don't know that I get a, quote, pep in my step, but I feel appreciated.
Yeah.
You're getting a couple extra bucks.
If you get me my coffee quickly and I can get on my way, now I'll have a pep in my step because I just got good customer service.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Someone got in trouble. You wonder, why was this policy enacted? Why do we have to tell people don't mass produce write things on cups? Someone got in trouble for writing on one of the orders, diabetes, here I come.
May not be wrong.
Come on, that's funny.
That would put a pep in my step.
Diabetes, here I come.
Medium offenses automatically receive a written warning, and serious violations receive a final written warning. I don't want our baristas to be penalized for writing something that, you know, I don't want them to write anything mean. I think diabetes, here I come is funny.
That is funny.
From the text line, for the cup, good luck with the Rogaine.
Wow. Wow.
Diabetes, here I come, is only funny if the recipient does not have diabetes.
That's true.
That is true. I feel it.
In the words of Nate Bargatze, type 2, good job. That's the earned one.
Please just get me my coffee quickly and I can be on my way.
Dan, to your point, staff is supposed to try to get drinks in customers' hands in under 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
And one barista says,
"Pouring coffee."
No, they are not. One barista says the threat of discipline removes the chance of meaningful connection, since baristas are now writing the notes, quote, under duress.
Okay, let's stop calling them baristas.
They're not just pouring drip coffee.
They're coffee makers.
No, they are not. They are. I think. Have you not ever gotten a really good one that looks like a flower or a heart? I had one over the weekend. You know, it's art, Scott. It is art. It can be art.
Well, did you get the one over the weekend from Starbucks?
It was not. It was from one of my favorite little coffee shops.
I think that's Scott's point.
That's lovely.
It was French Market in Prairie Village, and it's absolutely beautiful. I love the notes. I don't know that because they're being forced to write them if...
Okay, well, then let me rephrase my grievance.
Right on the cup. I'm just writing this so I don't get fined.
Right. I'm gonna reword my grievance.
Okay.
If you can do that... with a cup of coffee, where it looks like a leaf.
And right? Flour, and yes.
Then there is a portion of artistry that goes with that. And you can call yourself a barista.
Okay.
But when Maya, for example, and I love that kid.
Love that
kid. But when she was working at the Scooters or whatever it was in the basement at Shawnee Mission Medical Center when she was in high school, she was pouring coffee and handing out bottles of water.
Yeah, sure
she was. She was a coffee maker. She wasn't a barista.
I think if you're making coffee and you have to go tap, 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 and you hear a sound that goes, that's your barista. You're not just pouring the drip.
Well, you have to go tap, 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 and at McDonald's at 5 o'clock in the morning. Is the person behind the counter at McDonald's a barista?
I don't know.
I mean, there are different companies give employees different names in order to make it seem to be something bigger.
That it's not.
Disney, we were called cast members.
Okay. Calm down.
Can we refocus this?
Calm down, Aladdin.
Is it such a bad thing that they're forcing this on their employees?
No.
And somebody brings one up on the text line, and I'll go ahead and mention it. It's no secret. We get paid extra money at my other job for saying, hello, thank you, and we'll see you later. That's it.
Aren't you guys required to say, we'll see you later, or I'll see you later?
If we don't say it and a secret shopper comes in, we get deducted points on our score.
Okay. Can I tell you, Sam?
If the secret shopper comes in and we do say it, we get extra money.
I have never once had a bad customer service experience at that place.
Nor have I.
What's the problem
ever
with it?
I don't think anything. You guys have the best customer service. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Maybe second only to Chick-fil-A.
No, I think Q2's better.
And they have to say...
And you can go 7 days a week.
It's my pleasure. Or whatever they say.
Do they really?
They do have to say, yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Scott, it's really funny. Try to say something after they say my pleasure, and they'll just keep saying over and over again, my pleasure.
They're wired that way.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
No, go blank yourself. My pleasure. No, seriously, go blank yourself. My pleasure. Okay. Sam, have you ever had a secret shopper come in?
Oh, yeah. I've been shopped many times in my 10 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that it's a secret shopper from corporate?
Mm-mm. No, they're just in plain clothes.
We have to go to break. The two donuts that Dana had earlier today at the employee meeting are about to resurface, so we're going to go to break now. And the Diet Coke and the two pieces of cake that she's had this afternoon. She's actually leaving the studio as I speak.
Oh, that sugar really kicking in and doing the number.
It's a 10-wig boom boom.
That is a 10-wig boom boom. 913-586-7. And she even has a live read right here that we're apparently going to move or miss. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.